NASCAR on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio is brought to you in part by Silvana Meats, 5 minutes west of I-5 at exit 208.
Challenge for the lead. Here they come out of turn number four. It's going to be a racer line. To the stripe, it's going to go to John Zareski, but only by a nose. Murphy right back at him once again. Here he goes, out of turn number two. Powers up, powers on. And the double zero on Matt Murphy will officially take the lead if he can hold it coming across the stripe out of turn number four. And Matt Murphy, your new leader. Wow.
Quite honestly, that's a clip I'm glad John Zareski didn't hear. I remember that race vividly. We were doing it on the radio and brought Matt Murphy up. I think that was his first win of the year and just kind of went on a bit of a tear after that. Welcome back to North Sound Racing, presented by Action Auto Parts. Got a wrong phone number for John, so John Carlson. So we're going to work on getting our friend Bill Bailey on the line because they are having their season-ending championship race over at the Wenatchee Valley Super Oval. And that's going to be a fun one. A good combo program. Thumb up. That means that our man, the great... I wish I could come up with some really embellished introduction for our friend Bill, but...
I can't wait to hear it. Yeah. You know, he gets so excited when he...
I know. So I'm just going to go, here's Bill. Mr. Bailey.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Fine. How are you, sir?
I'm real good. How are you?
Welcome.
Everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine. We've got you under control, and I was just trying to come up with some grand, exalted introduction for you, but we're just coming up on being on the show 2 hours, and we still got one more to go. But we're glad you joined us because big night coming up Saturday night over at the Wenatchee Valley Super Oval for the Northwest Legends, and that's why we want you on, so you can get us all pumped up about it.
Yeah, it'll be championship night for us.
Yeah, it will be. You've got some three divisions coming up, but a couple of good, decent point races coming up, but the Master Division seems to be a runaway on that one. But talk about the 2007 season and what your impressions are of it for the Northwest Legends.
It's been a good year. We've grown a lot. We've been to a lot of new tracks, gained a lot of new fans that we didn't have before, and we're looking forward to 2008, and I think it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, it
year
is.
For us.
Yeah, any plans coming up for 2008, different tracks, or you still got to go to several meetings to try and figure that one out?
I've got my list of what I want to do, and I just got to still get the promoters going. But I think you're going to see some unique things for us this coming year.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some great things in the works. We got some sponsor talks going on, and we got Speed Week looking real exciting for June with Calsville, with Montana Raceway Park and some new ones. And I think it's going to be an exciting year. We got some new people coming on board, and I think it'll be a great year.
So how many races this year did you have overall?
We had 20.
And you're looking for next year?
Probably 18.
Oh, you're going to cut back? Any dirt? You know, I'd like to see you guys back on the dirt.
As of right now, no dirt. I only got two or three guys
that really
want to race dirt. And one of them is going on to sprint cars next year, so...
Yeah, I guess he does like dirt, huh?
Yeah, so it's pretty well that. And I want to go back to Evergreen next year for more races. I really like being local, and it's a good track for us to grow because of the quarter midget track right down the parking lot.
Right. I was going to ask you about that. Do you do any actual promotions at any of the quarter midget events, or you pretty much let them watch?
Nope, we're going to be going to, they got, I think, two more events, if I remember what my calendar says. I don't have it in front of me. We're going to go to and do a little promoting stuff. But a lot of my quarter midget drivers are now ledge drivers, do a lot for me. Problem we have is, like anything else in this racing business, we're racing, and when something else is going on, we very seldom get the chance to go visit friends or do any promoting except in the winter months or off seasons. And usually on an off weekend, racetrack's not where I want to be.
Yeah. I know we had Nick and Rowan Carey on when they got back from their trip to North Carolina, and they definitely had some exciting stories to tell. Now, are they back on the track with you?
No, they are not going to be with us this weekend. They are going to Anderson, California this weekend.
Okay.
And the reason why is it's the last regional qualifier on the West Coast to get a guaranteed. If they can win down there, one of them win down there, it'll guarantee them a provisional at Nationals in Vegas in October.
Bill, this is Galen. How are you doing this evening?
Real good. How are you, sir?
Not too bad. Last year we had you gave us a great opportunity, the three of us, to come out and do a little test run there around the racetrack. I was just curious if you had that this year and how that panned out, or if it, like I say, if it happened at all.
It did not happen due to some scheduling conflicts with the county and Evergreen. That's another reason.
Oh,
I want to go back
bad.
To Evergreen and get it going again. Because it's hard to do it. I've got other tracks that want to do it, but there's so many people here in this Snohomish and Skagit County want to do it. You can't get them to go to tracks like Port Angeles or Eastern Washington to try it. So we want to get it back at Evergreen and get that going again and get it back up and running and have fun and get you guys out there again. See if you can make
Thank
it
you,
around.
Bill.
See if Steve can get that thing going a little better this time around.
I'm just trying to find out where the pitchers are. I haven't seen the pitchers.
Hey, I have the pitchers.
Bill, I just wanted to touch a little and get your opinion on the, you know, we hear a lot about the kids coming out of the quarter midget track, the new track at Monroe, clearly, for the kids. They're looking for their next step and, you know, going from quarter midgets into late models or into the bomber class at Monroe, it's just not really happening. And with the Legends maybe being that stepping stone, like you keep saying, back to Monroe, is that kind of why you keep speaking of going back to Monroe to maybe draw that enthusiasm?
I want to draw the quarter midget kids up because right now, if I remember right now, correct me if I'm right, wrong.
Please.
Evergreen will not allow anybody under the age of 16 to drive a bomber.
That's correct.
Okay. They can start driving legend cars at age 13.
Right.
If they got quarter midget. So we give them a chance to get that experience between 13 to 16 and get some experience driving a coilover car type, very high horsepower, short wheelbase, very aggressive steering, and get a lot of experience, and then they can move on to bombers or whatever, late models, and they've got a lot more experience instead of going out there and trying a bomber or a late model at 16, not really knowing what you're doing and spending a lot of your parents' money or your own money, and possibly getting upset with the system, say, I can't do this, and give up. And we don't want to lose our future in racing in the Northwest. We need all these young kids to keep this going because we're all getting older, and pretty soon there won't be anybody if we don't bring the kids along.
Well, right now, it appears coming out of the quarter midgets with the legends not at Monroe. We obviously know about the centers going a legend racing, but a lot of the kids now are headed towards Deming in the dirt. And once they get started there, you know, we aren't getting them back to go pavement racing. And I definitely see it as a strong point having the legends at Monroe. That's for sure.
Yeah, plus, and I got the centers, and I've got the Andersons, I've got the Ullmans, and I got Peffel, and I got.
Butlers, all former quarter
midgets. Yeah, all former. I probably got, if you look at my semi-pro class right now, which semi-pro is the beginner class, I have registered right now 14 semi-pros that race on a regular basis with me.
Mm-hmm.
10 of those are what we call young lions, the kids from 13 to 16. 10 of my semi-pros last year only had 4.
Yeah.
But my young lions are growing, and that is the quarter midget kids, and they're coming, and I've had some parents from the quarter midgets come out and look, talk to me. They've been to our races. They've seen what it does. And I don't think we're going to be hurting. And Evergreen's a good track. And Wenatchee, I want to go to Wenatchee. I want to go to all the Northwest tracks, you know, because that's what we do. We travel, but we also want to go back to our roots. And Evergreen's a good old track. And it teaches you a lot on the older tracks. You go to Wenatchee's a good, smooth track, a beautiful place, A-line. But the kids have got to learn to drive on the rough track. That's how you learn to be a good driver.
Yeah.
Well, Bill, I truly look forward to hanging out with you on over at Wenatchee this weekend. It's going to be a great time. And
you're coming to Wenatchee?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. I know where it's at.
To make sure Michelle charges double for that.
Yeah, I'll bet you will. But, again, thanks for being there every time we've needed you this year. And you guys just put on a hell of a show. And you've got some pretty good champions coming up for 2007, I think.
I do, and I know my pro champion was Nick Johnson was going to move up to the late model. He's going to stay one more year with us and then move up. So I think we're going to have a good year coming up, and I just want to thank you guys for a great show and allowing me and Northwest Legends to appear on. You've had quite a few of my drivers. I appreciate what you've done for us, and I think you've helped us promote our Northwest Legends series in the Northwest, and we are one of the growing. And if you look at the national points in the traveling series, I have 8 guys out of the 30 positions in the nation are Northwest Legend racers.
Pretty impressive. Pretty impressive statistics. All right, my friend. Thank you so much, and get some sleep, would you?
All right, you take care.
All right.
This weekend.
Thank you. Bill Bailey from the president and owner of the Northwest Legends and Bandoleros, and always fun to have him on. They're going to have a whale of a show over at Wenatchee. Northwest Outlaw Street Stock Series are going to wrap up their championship for 2007 out there as well. And I don't know what else they've got going on. They probably have their mini stock division, but WVSO is a great place to make stuff happen. I found John Carlson's phone number, so we're going to try and call him after this break.
Okay.
And then we still have to go.
We
have Tom Sweatman. And then to wrap up tonight, we're going to go back about 5 years, almost 5 years to the day, and listen to Hollywood and Super Dave at their finest. So listen to this. We'll be back after these messages here on North Sound Racing on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
Well, the thing that I recall most is that Dave is nice. He was Super Dave, but he was Super Nice Dave Pyland. A few years ago, he was doing a Saturday morning radio show on KRKO, and he had someone that was supposed to be his producer, and they would instead interrupt him and, as opposed to producing, kind of try to take over the show. And I would tell Dave, well, Dave, go ahead and make your points and don't let them talk. And he's like, no, it's okay. They want to be on the air too, and that's what I recall simply about Dave Pylon, a very nice guy.
Hello, Denny Strumpel from Northbrook Photo, and wife and I, Karen, been doing a lot of photography work for quite a long time, and been hanging around racetracks for a long time. And memory I have, one of the most pleasant memories of Bitter Green Speedway, is to be walking around in the infield and hearing Dave's voice in the background and hear him and Gary Cressy just provide that. It's more than background sound, more than background music. It was just kind of a soothing thing and then kind of just real fun thing to listen to. Dave always had a real intelligent way of speaking. Played very well off of everybody. He and Gary, I think, were just superb. And just hearing them in the background just made me feel at home. And we've attended a few banquets where he's been presenting there and everything. And I'll tell you what, this provides just a wonderful, again, wonderful background, provides, a sense of belonging and connection for us. And great voice, soothing voice, strong, clear voice. And away from the microphone, away from the podium, just one hell of a nice human being, a guy that I really enjoyed hanging around with, and really am going to miss. I just found out just very recently that he's not here anymore, and I was just thinking about him. And Karen and I were talking about him, and all we can do now is really, really wish him well. A real loss. Miss him. Announcing. Miss hanging around with him and just talking with him, and just miss the intelligent connection and contribution that he made to everything that we took part in. So, going to miss him a lot. Wish him and his family and his friends and all very, very well. And really don't know what more to say other than he made a hell of a contribution while he was here.